Sagt der Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah, Ches. Hakiteya. Kata means to cut off. Kiteya means someone that Rechmana Litzlan Zal Rebish to Apitin, they had to amputate his foot. Yoitze, he can go out on Shabbos. B'kavshaloi. Kavshaloi is a kind of a wooden foot that they would make for him. Now this wooden foot was for cosmetic reasons only. In other words, he couldn't walk on it. The only way he was able to walk was with crutches. The purpose of this wooden foot was just so that it doesn't look like he's missing a foot. Divi Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds you can walk out with this on Shabbos because it's like any other piece of jewelry. Rebbe Yossi Oyser. Rebbe Yossi holds, no, this would not be considered a piece of jewelry. And being that it has no practical use, he can't rest his weight on it, so therefore it's aser for him to go out with it on Shabbos. Now, before we go weiter, let's remind ourselves of something we learned beforehand. Let's say you take something that is tame, and you touch a flat piece of wood with it. Does that flat piece of wood become tame? No. That's called pshute klei etz. It's pashut. It's straight. In order for a piece of wood to become tame, it would have to be a keli. That means there has to be like a cavity, an opening inside, that you can keep things in. Now this wooden shoe, even though there's a little bit of an opening that he inserts his foot in, that's not enough. However, the Mishnah goes on to explain, the Yeshle, if this wooden shoe has base, a compartment, kibble that could receive kisusim, let's say some pads, sometimes he would want to put in some soft cushion so it shouldn't hurt his foot when he inserts the part of his foot, meaning the bottom of his foot, nebuch, that has been cut off into this shoe. But if this wooden shoe has an opening that could hold these cushions, so it's not a pshute kleyetz, it's not a flat piece of wood. It's considered al pi halacha, a keli, and therefore tame. It would be tame if it would come into contact with tumah. Now there's another kind of tumah, which is much more severe, and that's called tumas midras. Tumas midras means that if you have a certain kind of a person who's tameh called a zav or a nida, and they are leaning on something, sitting or laying on something that supports their weight. And when you're sitting on a chair, you're not just touching the chair is holding you up. The Torah tells us that if a zav or a nida, again, which are different types of people that are tameh, lean on something, then that something becomes tumas midras. What does tumas midras mean? Why is this more severe than the other tumah? So you know there's different levels of tumah. Let's say you have something which is an avatumah. If it touches something else, that something else becomes a rishon litumah. When that rishon touches something else, it becomes a sheni litumah. Of course, there are many more halachas. It depends what it touches. But more or less, when one thing touches something else, it goes down a level. But the Torah says that if a zav or a nida, which again are different types of people that are tumah, lean on something and it supports their weight, that something becomes tumas midras. That means it doesn't go down, just like the zav or anida are an av hatumah. That something stays an av hatumah. Now, in this case, the wooden shoe isn't something that he's leaning on. It doesn't support his weight. Therefore, even if there is an opening in it for the pads, so it would become tumah, but it wouldn't become tumas midras. On the other hand, says the Mishnah Vayter, Samoichais Shaloi, suppose Nebuch, this person, again, Zalder Ebishta Uphitin, is a person who is crippled and he's missing both feet. And the only way he can move is by walking on his legs and knees. That's terribly painful. So he makes pads of leather or boards with some material on it, and he rests his knees on it. Those are called semoicha shaloi, things that he like leans on. Semoicha shaloi, tmei and midras. They could become tumas midras if this person was a zav or a nida. Furthermore, the yoitzin behen b'shabbos. He may go out with them on Shabbos. Because unlike the wooden shoe we spoke about before, which he doesn't really use to help him walk, he has crutches. In this case, these are his shoes. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, another chiddush. although these are his shoes, v'nichnasin behen, he is permitted to enter wearing these things, be'azara, in the azara, that's the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. What is the chiddush? Why would I think that you can't go into the azara wearing these things? Well, there's a din. You're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, even onto the Har HaBayis, wearing shoes. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that these aren't considered types of shoes that you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash with. So even though it's considered enough of a shoe for him to be able to wear it outside on Shabbos, on the other hand, it's not considered a type of a shoe that he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash with. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Kisei. Kisei, of course, means a chair or a stool. Now, some people, Nebuch, again, Zal Dereibish to Apitin. The way they were able to move from one place to the other, if they didn't have feet, they would move themselves by their knee pads. In other words, they sat on a very low stool that was tied to them, and they were able to move themselves forward by pressing down with their arms and like swinging their whole body forward. But of course, this would take a toll on their hands. So to protect their hands, they rested them on like small little handles or supports that look like a little bench. So Zok the Mishnah. Kisei, this stool, v'samaychais shalai, and these supports that he would use to move himself with, tamei in midras, are also susceptible to tamei midras, which again means that if this person was a zav or a nida, then it would become an av hatoma. The ein yaitzin ben b'Shabbos, but in this case, he can't go out with it on Shabbos. Why not? Well, the answer is because it wasn't really so well connected to him, and therefore there was a great chance it would fall or roll away, and then he would pick it up and come to carry it. Vayter zok the Mishnah, the ein nichnasim ben b'azara. In this case, these are considered enough to be called shoes that we can't allow him to come into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash with it. Zok the Mishnah vayter, an katmen. And Ankatman was a kind of a mask, a scary mask that he used to use to scare children with. Some say that it was a kind of a fake donkey that clowns used to use that would carry it on their shoulders. Either way, to Hiram, it is tar from receiving tuma, because this isn't a keli that is made to use, and it's also not an ornament. V'ein yaitzin ben, and you can't go out with it on Shabbos.